You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Margo and Nina, and this is your Message from Home, a podcast about music, pop culture, and other
evening.
Hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Hi, this is Message from Home podcast with me, Margo.
And me, Nina.
And this is our sixth episode,
I think.
Sure. We're here today with two people from SMC and Crowded Flat. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Ewan. I'm from Crowded Flat.
All right, I'm Jamie, and I'm from SMC.
And we're just going to talk about like house guests today, which is the All Day Festival in April.
That is run by Crowded Flat and Scottish Music Collective.
Yeah, so we can just jump right in.
Yeah.
How did you guys like actually start like the conversation about doing a festival? Like, how did it come about?
It was actually George from Crowded Flat messaged me about doing some sort of collab. We'd never done one before, so we just thought we'd go big. Wasn't planning on doing like it'd be as big as it was, but end up met in like October, I think it was, and then started planning like January. So it took ages to actually get going, but it was a bit of like a dream idea, but it actually ended up happening, which was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we in Crowded Flat, we've been talking about doing. We're big dreamers, you know. We think we can do anything, regardless if we can or not. But we've been talking about doing a festival of some description at some point. And then I think after George had the conversation with Jamie and the rest of SMC, it became a more viable idea to do, because it felt like, you know, between us, I don't know, 10 of us maybe?
Yeah. Aye, 10, 9, yeah. 10, something roughly.
A few of us, a good number of heads that we could probably pull it off. I mean, even though it's a multi-venue festival, that is our idea of starting small.
Yeah.
Because we've done gigs.
Yeah.
Respectively,
yeah.
Between SMC and Crowded Flat, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is kind of like what if we did that, but it was four things happening.
36 bands or something like that, which was like,
yeah, it's crazy.
More people than we'd ever worked with in a day.
That's so exciting. And I remember George saying it was originally going to be called Faraway Festival, like from a lapel song. Mm-hmm. Why did it change? Yeah. And like, where did House Guests come about?
That was long, painful conversations. Yeah. In here,
in the right bar. Like 100 names. I honestly have no idea how we land on House Guests, to be honest with you. I can't remember who suggested it or when we suggested it.
I guess it kind of makes sense, like Crowded Flat. Yeah. You know, it's got like a housey theme to it. Yeah. Already, so
yeah, I think that's probably got a lot to do with it.
I think it was probably George's idea. I'm not, I'm
can't
not
let him take
sure.
all the credit.
Well, no, we can't. It was my idea.
Yeah, I mean, Faraway is that weed that, like, going back to what me, George, and the rest of Crowded Flat, Selena, Caitlin, and Harvey, we talk about, like, Faraways was, like, our vision, of something like Tea in the Park, where it was, like, a proper big festival. And then we came together with the SMC guys, you know, it's not our thing, totally. It's a collaborative effort, so... You know, keep that one in the back pocket for next time. But House Guest, I think it must have been something to do with the flat kind of genre of branding or something.
They've actually got an interesting name, and ours is terrible.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
fair.
Well, is Tea in the Park kind of something that you would like aspire to in the future, kind of level?
Like a field festival, kind
of.
I would say so. I mean, I know for a fact Jamie was not old enough to have been at Tea in the Park.
No,
and I don't don't correct me. I'm the only one out of Crowded Flat that went to Tea in the Park because I'm a pensioner. but
no,
yeah, that it's, it feels like that's what we're missing in Scotland because that's not there. I mean, again, just going back to me, like me growing up, I would, without even knowing what happens at a music festival, like age 10, like, Mom, can I go to Tea in the Park? No, you can't. No, you can't go to Tea in the Park. You're a child.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
Transmit doesn't quite live up to
the lineup. No, great.
I mean, for what it is, yeah, fair enough.
It's a different. It's
entirely, you know, it's different. I know.
Different crowd, I think, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's not as much of an event in the same way that Tea in the Park was, because that would be like your summer. You're going to Tea in the Park with your pals from school or whatever, or you know, whatever it is you're doing at that time. But yeah, it's just not something like that's where the gap is, I think, in Scotland. Obviously, you've got like Belladrum and like the Tyree Music Festival and others that I can't think of at the minute.
I can't think of the name of.
Yes, it's not something that. I guess because it's Scotland and
Kelburn.
Kelburn, that's
Kelburn. That one's a bit heavy,
on the tip of my
tongue. Like,
yeah, no,
it's like super heavy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, and there's also like there's Solas and Perf as well. Mm. Like just there's a lot of like kind of hippy dippy kind of.
Because of like the whole forest thing, I think like with the nature in Scotland, people kind of see that as an appeal. And
yeah.
Yeah, so like those are like kind of almost like niche. Like Kelburn is like you'll get obviously bands that play, but it's mostly like DJs and stuff like that. But Tea in the Park, it felt like it was everything. Like you had the slam tent, R.I.P. the slam tent, and your main stage, your dance stage, your whatever else. Like you had everything: bands, acoustic-y stuff, DJs, you know, whatever's in the charts and whatever's kind of coming up. Like the tea break stage is a very important thing that helps bands like Biffy Clyro and Twin Atlantic and all these kinds of bands that for us are now like they've been going for a long time. And that I think is what's missing, or part of what's missing from the Scottish music scene, is that there's not really that kind of like route into playing these big festivals with like a little bit of support, because it was the tea break stage, I think, and then they had the BBC introducing stage as well. Obviously, the BBC introducing stuff is still alive and well for the most part, but the tea break stage, you'd be surprised at how many bands that have came through and have now gotten up to kind of bigger status that went through that kind of entry level. You know, here's your first festival, well done. There's not really anything like that these days, so.
Yeah, that's cool. And see how, like, so Crowded Flat and SMC are quite different sort of scenes, I would say. How was it, like, bringing them together? Like, how did, what kind of bands were you interested in, kind of?
I think that was kind of the magic of it, really, because it is two very different scenes. I think that's what, like, the whole thing of House Guest was. It was obviously a bit bigger than anything we had to do, and had to sell a lot more tickets for that as well, which is one of the main things, but I think blending the two scenes brought everyone together for one day, which was really class. And obviously, like people are in both scenes as well. You know what I mean? It's not like a complete divide or anything like that. But
yeah.
I like the sounds of the band. I mean, I feel like the gigs are quite different, although quite similar in terms of who we book and who you book at Crowded Flat. Like, we have similar interests, but it is two different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Guess you guys are more like punk.
Punk, yeah, I suppose.
Rock stuff, I guess, and we are
a bit heavier.
Yeah, you just go a little bit heavier.
A bit more jumpy, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Very energetic.
Yeah.
I guess what Crowded Flat do is maybe, I don't know, like indie, alternative, like folky stuff. Like,
I mean, also you do the crowded pubs in Variety Bar as well. So you're, a lot of the bands you work with are bands that can do strip back sets in Variety and you know, have the songs to do that, and it's like great. But a lot of the bands we work with probably couldn't. A lot of them probably couldn't do a crowded pub session, which, you know, isn't a bad thing. But it's just different. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. And do you have any like dream lineups for the festival in like years to come?
In terms of like local bands or just like just
I guess it could be anyone. Yeah.
Anyone. All right, okay. I'd say
you start you and
I'd say one of the bands that's really caught my ear these days is Divorce. I think. They're just doing something that's really, it feels to me, really fresh and really new, all the production stuff they have, all the instrumentation stuff that they write is fantastic. So them, because they're kind of like up and coming, they're doing quite well these days. And Wonder Horse, I feel like that's a common ground.
Yeah.
Between SMC and Crowded Flat, Wonder Horse are. So I'd love to have them on. I don't know, in terms of other...
I mean, in terms of like local bands and stuff, so much changes in 12 months. Yeah. Mm. Like, I don't know, there's bands that we have in this year's lineup that didn't even exist last year, and there's bands that since last year we've seen live and fallen in love with and stuff like that. So it just, it's like, I feel like it's always, I think it's quite important to keep things fresh as well. You know, you don't want the same bands playing each year. As much as we love a lot of them, it's not interesting to do that, you know?
Yeah. Was it quite hard to like pick and choose then, or was it quite easy to just like...
No, it was really hard.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of bands I think that a lot of us wanted on, but we were trying to be as strict as possible with ourselves in terms of like not having repeats from last year,
like,
because
keeping it fresh.
We were pretty happy with last year's lineup, but it was like, it was everybody we wanted, we got, essentially. And then had to do it again, you know. But like I said, there's new people and there was new bands and there was bands that didn't exist last year and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it was still fun as well.
Yeah. And who are you excited to see live this year that wasn't there last year?
I mean, Walt Disco, obviously.
No, Walt Disco.
They're fantastic people. And they have a lot of new stuff coming up. Hopefully I don't get chastised for saying that, but
I've not seen Walt Disco in years, so I mean, I don't even know if I'll get a chance to see my house.
I know, this
yet,
is the thing, like,
but I
didn't
see
that. I've seen little bits and pieces of people last year.
I saw
year,
bits and pieces, and then I saw a couple of full sets, but like only a couple, and it was kind of at the end of the day,
literally running up and down the back stairs of Sleazy's, all around Sleazy's, coming here and then going to the attic.
Yeah. Me and Ewan were repping Sleazy's together, and it was
chaos.
It was fun chaos.
Oh yeah, it was fun. But Walt Disco, they played the Crowded Flat Christmas show in December there, and they played like all new material, and it was just outright fantastic. And I'll be repping the CCA stage this year, so I'm blessed to be able to likely see most of their set. Who else? Lacuna, obviously. Tina Steinwood, she was meant to play last year, but she had to pull out. So hopefully,
There's loads of bands I'm buzzing for.
Yeah.
Aye, most of them, really.
Who are you excited to see?
Aye, who are you excited to see?
PVC?
Yeah, nice. PVC.
Aye,
we saw them. Actually, no, I saw them the other day.
We put them on last summer, and they were really good.
Yeah, they're really fun. I saw them at the Hook and Pint the other night.
Uh-huh.
They're just so good.
They are.
Yeah, no, they're one of my favourites, I think.
Walt Disco as well. We saw them at the Crowded Flat show in December.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time I've seen them, and I was like...
Yeah, but yeah, they are on something special. Like, I remember seeing them at Tenement Trail in, like, I don't know, years and years ago, like pre-COVID. I want to say like 2017, 2018 or whatever, and they were just like a wee baby band.
Yeah.
And now they're like, you know, they've done, what, two albums already, and they've toured the US and stuff like that. It's crazy. Proves that you need to... invest in bands and stuff like that. It's not going to happen immediately, you know. You're not going to put out your first single and then be on tour with, I don't know, Charlie XCX or something like that. You need to actually put a bit of graft into it, you know.
Yes, I saw you're putting on Katie Gregson McLeod.
Oh yeah.
And she just kind of, I know that she was making music for a while before, but she just went totally viral. It's crazy. But
yeah, that show's a really special one. That's kind of our collaboration with like Crowded Flat and Unite Hospitality, doing this fundraiser gig for Islamic Help to help people in Gaza. And yeah, it was so cool that Katie agreed to do it. And it was so mental that it sold out on the same day that it put on sale.
Yeah.
It got put on sale, which was...
I saw that. That was mad.
Yeah.
That never happens.
Yeah. And we're, like, there's a waiting list of people, obviously, just to see if there's a spare ticket that's now like triple digits, and it's like, going on? But I mean, that's not necessarily Crowded Flat. That's Katie Gregson McLeod, because her stuff is fantastic.
Yeah, because she just went viral again. So I guess it's just like one of those things. But I think
when
she's got
Lacuna
and
Becca Sloan as well. Like, a lot of people in Glasgow especially really like them. So
yeah, Terrakin too. Like, the it's a strong lineup, if I do say so myself.
no, we've got more to say.
Oh, well, what was the biggest challenge with, like, organising house guests last year?
I personally think the biggest challenge is getting, like we said, like, 9 people in a room at the same time, because it's so much, it's so much more than, like, usual. And everyone obviously works different hours and different shifts and stuff. Mm. But it's also what makes it work, so.
Yeah, I mean, the... I don't know. I'm trying to think of the... Getting up at, like, 7 o'clock on the day of... to meet everybody at Spoons for breakfast. That not that that was the toughest, it's probably the easiest part of the day.
Yeah, it was daunting though.
It was daunting. Like
it was early as well.
At my job at the time, it was a call centre, and I was kind of doing some like admin work instead of talking to people on the phones. So I just constantly, I'd do like a little bit of work and then I check my phone. Selena, how many tickets we sold? Oh, right, okay. Oh, right, this email, I need to send this email. I need to actually get back to work. Right, okay, cool. Yeah. So that, like... I guess it was work. Yeah, working and balancing this.
I'm always, like, on the group chat at work and checking ticket sales whenever I'm making a coffee. And I'm a sucker for checking ticket sales.
Yeah, it's addictive. I'm so bad for it. An addictive thing that I didn't know could be addictive.
When we don't have a gig on, I just don't know what to do with my phone.
I guess if it's, like, Ticket Tailor or something, you get the stats. Like, if you log in, it's, like... Like
I love looking at the stats and it's good.
I genuinely could just be speaking for myself here, but the hardest thing about making house guests and getting it on the go is definitely like balancing like our actual day jobs with finishing at 5:30, whatever, coming over to, if it's not the Variety Bar, it's the Arlington or wherever Sleazy's, and having to hash this entire festival out over a couple of jars. That makes it sound really easy, but it's like the internal stress of it all.
Balancing it, that is definitely the biggest.
Was tough, but I'd say working on that day last year, house guest, was definitely one of the most rewarding experiences I've had, like, in music kind of flat out.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. That was, like, it was great.
It was so good to see people come out and enjoy it.
And nothing went wrong somehow.
No, nothing went well. No, nothing,
not really.
Nothing went wrong.
It's smoother than I thought it could, you know.
Yeah, no, it was. It went really well on the day, and we actually got, you know, people would come up to us on the day and say, "This is amazing." Not to kind of blow smoke up my arse or anything, our arses, collective arses. But people, like, that feedback is valuable.
People had a good day, and that's that's great.
That's all that matters, really.
Yeah,
but it's that internal kind of anxiety of, like,
no one's gonna show up.
One thing's gonna go well, that means something else is gonna go badly. You know, there's that clip of Sharon Osbourne, and she's like, "Oh, my Jewish mother always tells me when one thing goes well, everything goes to shit." So,
I was definitely. I don't know about you, but I was definitely nervous leading up to it, because we'd done like loads of gigs at this point, and it's kind of just like, I don't know. I don't really think about it, but. I think it was like a couple of days before, I was like, oh my God, this is so many people and so many bands, and I'm shitting myself.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Because although there's like 9 of yous or 10 of yous altogether, it's like you still have your individual like jobs to do and like the kind of pressure. I feel like that would be really stressful. But Jamie, you were doing music business with like uni and stuff. So did you think that kind of helped? Of the process.
Just a wee bit. Yeah, I think so. I think it was really just like doing one big gig, but a really big gig. I think like that's like, we knew what we were doing. We've all rep shows before and we've all dealt with bands before and stuff like that, but I think it was just the sheer size of it which made it so much different. But music business, shout out to music business. Kelvin College.
I know. And how did like you guys individually get into music? Like, what's your own kind of paths into Crowded Flat and SMC?
Well,
Ewan's actually talented. Yeah,
I wouldn't go that far.
you can play things.
I can play instruments. I've been playing guitar since I was in high school, like first year of high school. I was in a couple of bands and stuff like that in school. obviously they were shit, but you got to learn somewhere, you got to start somewhere. No disrespect to the people that I played with, but, you know, it was just like, you know,
yeah,
you're a teenager and you're just trying it out for the first time. And then I moved to up to here, up to Glasgow, and, you know, played in bands and stuff like that. Me and Selena, we kind of dabbled in putting on shows end of 2018, beginning of 2019. And that was like, you know, this is fun. But I don't think, I mean, I'm not going to speak for Selena, but I didn't certainly feel like I'd kind of found my corner of this all, this entire kind of scene. And then when me and Selena met George, which is, I don't know if I'd be able to allow that to be broadcasted, but basically we met him. He has a mutual friend through Calvin from Dutch Wine that I had met. I invited up George and Calvin and that to the gaff and Selena. And we just kind of bonded over the Scissor Sisters, and then that was me, George, and that was us for the foreseeable, and I can't get rid of him. But yeah, when I worked in Variety, George was kind of starting the Crowded Flat, or had started the Crowded Flat stuff, and he basically just asked me to help him out with some stuff, and I was like, yeah, sure, I wasn't really doing much music or anything else like that at that moment in time, and then that's just rolled into kind of managing some of the bands that we do, helping with the promotion and technical stuff, like me and Harvey. More so Harvey, when he's not there, I'm kind of second fiddle to help out with like technical stuff. You know, I used to do work with the Scottish Alternative Music Awards. I've done like kind of St. Luke's size shows and going down to Liverpool Sound City with them, which is a very rewarding, very great experience. And I think what has kind of made me realise that we're onto something good is that there's kind of a community feel to it. Yeah. Like, we want the bands that play our shows or our friends and bands elsewhere, we want to make it feel like it is a community, because I don't think that really existed on a large scale kind of pre-COVID, when, you know, there was kind of scenes going about then, all kind of doing their own thing, fantastic, but it felt closed off,
quite
impact, insular.
Yeah.
Like clicky kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, maybe people would say the same thing about us, I don't know, but the cliquey, maybe a little bit, you know, not as welcoming. Yeah, I'd say that a little bit, but that's pretty much how I got involved in this mess.
Well, I went to college, did music business. That's where I met Aiden, Charlie and Jack. Me and Mark were friends from school, been friends forever. We always went to gigs together and stuff like that, and then one night we're just sitting up and Mark was like, let's put a gig on, and I was like, that's a great idea, that'll be some laugh. And it was good fun, and like, it was a really good buzz. It was like the best natural high ever, putting on like show and like filling the room and stuff like that. So we're like, let's do another one. That was class. And then we did another one, and then the rest of the boys joined and we started doing management as well. And yeah, that's kind of it, I guess. It's a good I mean, like, similar to George and Ewan, it's like, it's just doing it with your friends, I guess, is the best part, because I live with Jack and Aiden, so we're always planning stuff together in the flat and stuff like that, and like, we're all five of us, we're all good pals and stuff, so it's rewarding when you do it together, and we all have fairly similar ideas and opinions and tastes, so it works.
So cool. What advice would you give people who were like trying to get into the same thing as you do?
Don't know. Just do it. Genuinely just do it.
Sounds just generic, but like, just go to things and chat to people.
Go to gigs, talk to people.
Make friends, because there's so many sound people and there's so many sound bands, and talk to people.
Just do it. Like, if you...
Because the community aspect, like you were saying, is just the best part. It's what makes it worth it. And I think like House Guests specifically was like a whole, like, two communities coming together, and that was, I think, why people enjoyed it so much.
The uniting of the tribes.
Yeah, so uniting of the tribes.
Yeah, just do it. Like, put on a gig. See, when you break it down, like, okay, you need a venue, you
it's
need
easy,
at least three
easy.
Bands. You need somebody to work the door. You need, hopefully, a sound tech that the venue will provide. That's kind of it. And then you need the bands to sell tickets, which is, I'd say, not the hardest part, but that's like where...
Yeah. The awkward part.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you put your friend's band on, it's like... Oh, you've only sold two tickets. Oh dear. But like, you got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I've played to rooms, empty rooms, and I'm sure many other musicians would feel that sentiment.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You just got to do it, because that's, you're not going to get everything all at once.
And you get more comfortable with it as well, and it becomes easier. Yeah. You work with the bands that you want to work with and people you're pally with. And yeah, it kind of, I don't know. I'm not really good at giving out advice. I don't.
Genuinely, I think the bottom line is just do it if you just think, if you want to do it, just take a punt. And
if your pal says, let's do a gig, and you think it's a good idea, then you should do it.
Just go for it.
Because it is a good idea. It's good fun.
Yeah.
And do you have any, like, how did you guys come about working with some of the bands that you do work with? Like, I know for you guys, like, San Jose, and then for you guys, like, Lacuna, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
San Jose was just, like, we just saw them. I can't remember, like, it was a Dirty Laundry show at McCool's.
Yeah.
I think it was a Dirty Laundry, yeah, it was. And me and Tom went along to McCool's and saw them, and they were, like, the last band on. I can't remember, probably just heard people talk about them and thought we'll go check it out and stuff like that. And it was just crazy. Like, it was so, I just thought they were so good and I wanted to work with them from that gig. And then we saw them, like, booked them a couple of times and stuff, and we fell in love with them. And that, I think that was purely just like based off the music and like the performance they put on and stuff. And then when you get to know them, like, just like love all of them as well. So it was like, just kind of made sense. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really explain it. It just kind of worked.
Some things just fall into...
I mean, you guys manage a lot more bands than us. Like, we're not as, I don't know, into, like, well, you are better at managing bands. You've got more on the go. I don't know how you manage that many people and deal with that many releases and that many gigs and all this and all at the same time. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, when I joined Crowded Flat, it was just kind of George, Caitlin and Harvey. Because they did the live sessions, that's obviously how it started. And then when George was kind of taking on more management stuff, initially it would be like me and him helping out with like Pink Wafer, who I play with, Lacuna, and I think we were managing Indoor Foxes at the time. So everything was kind of already there in that respect with those bands, well, particularly Lacuna and Pink Wafer. It was kind of already there, but I would just kind of help out. You know, with the press stuff, or just like sitting down with them in meetings to help, because you know, when Lacuna came on board with us, it was just the four of them instead of having Amy and Olivia up front singing with them. I'd well say the when we seen Leisureland, we put Leisureland on in a crowded pub, and all of us were stood there watching them, and all of us went, they need to be on Crowded Flat, because they absolutely blew us away. And I think George went and asked them that night if they were up to, you know, want to talk about it. But when you kind of met with that moment where I was seeing that band for the first time and absolutely blown away, and particularly by Dolan, the singer's voice, that's fantastic. Like, I can't get enough of it. And that was a real moment of like, oh, that could be something special. Why don't we work with these guys and see where we get? And, you know, they sold at King Tut's at the start of the year in January, as did Lacuna. Who we've been working with for, I don't know, two years maybe. It could be longer. But that one with Leisureland always sticks out in my mind. It's just seeing them and being like, wow. This kid can sing and they can write some good songs.
He can sing.
So, yeah, that's a dear memory.
It's nice when you have, like, at the time it doesn't always feel special, but you know when you see a band, like a local band, and you think, oh, they were all right, but then later on you have that kind of feeling of like, oh no, like, this is quite special.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like we have that with like people like Becca Sloan and like PVC, San Jose as well. They're very like,
I feel like it sounds really, again, cliche, it's like you can listen to their Spotify stuff and people write brilliant songs and all that, and and you can enjoy listening to them, but sometimes you just see somebody live and you're like, what? That was,
yeah, I mean, that's like, yeah,
that's crazy.
I mean, obviously from my like perspective as a musician, like, writing songs is great, it's tough, it's hard, it's long, it's excruciating. Recording can be very much the same, although sometimes you get that moment where kind of everything clicks and you get that kind of natural high. But playing live is by far one of the most rewarding experiences, and I feel like that's on both sides, as a band and as an audience member. I'm just trying to think. I see all the bands that I've seen in the last year. I've just totally...
Did you see Wonder Horse at the Barrowlands?
I
think it was just October.
No, I seen them in Tuts.
Okay.
And then I seen them in Swedge. I've got tickets for them in, I think, Academy this year.
Oh, are they playing again? It's probably sold out.
Yeah, no, it's definitely sold out. Yeah, I don't think it was my pal that bought the ticket. But yeah, even like bands like Wonder Horse, where you know obviously they're kind of on that mainstream, not mainstream, but like popular kind of track. They're on big tours and stuff like that.
They're big.
They're going up, and they're amazing. But seeing something like that in King Tut's. That's when you know it's like, and you can see, you know, everybody was like packed in like sardines. It was so busy, and I it was proper last minute ticket I got, and stuff like that. Like seeing a band in such a small environment, when you know like everything's about to change, and they probably already know that, and maybe this is the last time they're getting to do like such a small venue. That really small venues. This is where all it starts. Obviously, there's been a lot of chat about that in the last year, with the lots of small venues shutting down, like down south and up here and stuff like that. And I don't think people realise that you don't get Wonder Horse, you don't get Oasis, you don't get
anyone,
Biffy
really.
Clyro, you don't get anybody without people.
Like the grassroots.
Yeah, because they are all about local music, that's where everything comes from. It doesn't just drop from the fucking sky into the laps of major labels. It's like they pull it up from the weeds where they're kind of honing their craft and the grassroots and stuff.
What's like the marketing, because I think the house guest marketing is really strong, the posters and everything. How did you want it to differ from other festivals, because you have the Stag and Dagger, Tenement Trail, and they've got that kind of more maybe corporate-y kind of vibe about them, but I don't know.
I mean, that's all Miss Annie Shag, that's Caitlin. She is the vision, she is the moment. I think genuinely,
I mean, one of the main things was because Caitlin obviously does all the Crowd of Flat graphics. She managed to incorporate even just through colours and stuff like that, making it try and look a bit like a collab, its own thing. Like it's a house guest brand and is very, I'd say, distinct in terms of it being, we can differentiate it from our other gigs that we're putting on, and you can differentiate it from the gigs that you're putting on and stuff like that.
Like it's cohesive.
Yeah.
I guess there's only so many ways, you know, we're reinventing the wheel here. It's not like we're the first people ever to do a multi-venue festival, especially not up in Glasgow. But yeah, I think
it's just keeping it its own thing, I suppose. Because they're all of them, though it's a similar concept, they're all quite different. I mean, Stag and Dagger and Tenement Trail are completely different festivals, not just by where they are, the lineups and everything like that, and the sort of fit like the audience nowadays as well.
Yeah, I don't know, like Tenement Trail, that's, I guess, and Stag as well, they've been doing that for
Years.
Ten years or there or thereabouts. And Tenement Trail, for me, like, was always the one that we'd go to. I think, like I said, seen Walt Disco at Tenement Trail, and that was just kind of, you know, indie rock and roll Christmas or something like that. You get to
Tenement Trail was always like the, or still is, it's like the day that everyone, like, gets together in the scene, you know, and it's always, there's the bigger bands, but there's also quite a lot of local bands, and it's always, like, your pals are playing it and stuff like that, and it is a good day.
I think it's nice that they put kind of more local bands on like the Barra stage.
That's
really cool.
Opportunity for them, like, it's insane. But
even like as an experience for, because it was Majesty Pam, that are my good friends in Majesty Pam, were playing the Barra stage last year, and you know, for them that's like valuable experience to feel what it's like on a big stage in front of lots and lots of people. And that's like a little bit of recognition as well for them, because they had a really good year last year. And
they played Transmit as well, didn't they?
They played Transmit as well. Okay. It's almost like some recognition. I mean, when Pink Wafer played it, it was in Bad, and it felt like we were in a greenhouse because it was still daylight.
We were in there.
It's so weird. It's a great place, but I don't know, even I could look out into the crowd and I'm like, I know the first three rows. That's kind of what you want. It's kind of like a safety blanket.
What year did you play?
2023. Wasn't last year, the year before.
Was it just like you were just before Man Woman Chainsaw? Have you ever seen them before?
We Pink Wafer supported them like 2 years ago or something like that. But yeah, no, they're really good.
They're very like different. The whole crowd just like stood still. Like everyone was just kind of looking at them like, what the fuck? And then afterwards, we were just outside the bars and there was this group of like English people who would have been their pals, and they were like, yeah, like I think Glasgow just isn't ready for it. Like they just don't get it. But
I don't think they were bad, but everyone seemed to be a bit like,
it's quite full force. Like when they played Tuts, and I was like, wow, this is like, and I like lots of, I like most music, lots of heavy stuff, like, you know, whatever that might be. So I can kind of get on with that. It doesn't really bother me if it sounds like somebody's throwing a amplifier in a blender. Like, that's good. Yeah, that's good for me. But yeah, sometimes, yeah, I can understand that, I guess, people aren't maybe as used to that as me or some other people. I'm not too sure.
I guess a musician might have a different view on it. Like, just as like a punter going to a gig, you might be like, what is this? But if you can like understand it, then
I've been a few of those where it's just like, whoa, okay, what's going on here?
Like a kind of sex music dad, that's what people like call it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Radio sex dads, yeah. They're
they're keeping like us. They buy tickets. The industry. Yeah. Yeah.
They love buying tickets.
They love and they buy t-shirts.
Buy a ticket to House Guest.
So anything else you guys would just like to finish up on, promote House Guest, promote your individual groups?
Buy a ticket.
Please.
Yeah, please.
I guess like big shout out to, you know, CCA, Sleazy's, Variety Bar for having us back. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to working in the CCA. It's a nice, it's a bigger stage.
What are you using? Are you using like the stage that's kind of, you go up the stairs and like round the back kind of?
Yeah, like the big room.
Okay.
I don't know if you, Dutch Wine played there. Mm-hmm.
It's when
last year
we went to the zine fair in there, and it was like the one with all the tables.
Oh, okay.
I think
it's like a big kind of auditorium.
It's like 300 cap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So it's bigger than last year.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, big up to obviously Caitlin, Auntie Shag, that did the poster. And
all the bands as well that are playing it, because obviously, like, it wouldn't be a fest without them. And, like, I'm pretty chuffed with the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, buzzing to see as many bands I can while we're working at it. It is good to have so many, like, local bands on it.
Yeah, we've obviously got Williams Brothers sponsoring us for the day, and they did that last year and they were great at it, so looking forward to seeing what tasty beverages they pull up with and all the bands, just anybody that's kind of given us a good word. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There's a band, is it Makeshift Art Bar? Are they from Dublin or something?
Yeah, they are.
Are they coming through just for House Guests?
Aye,
that's so cool.
We talked for ages about wanting to get like somebody that's not from Glasgow, at least one. we obviously like, we can't have tons of touring bands because it costs a lot of money, and
it's a big
Glasgow, mm-hmm. Glasgow festival for like up and coming talent as well. So it is the vast majority Glasgow bands and Edinburgh bands and stuff as well. It's a bit more of a mix this year.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, as we grow this festival, we can get a little bit more kind of touring bands in, because there's so many good bands that are on the up. Like, I mean, we really wanted to get West Side Cowboy.
They're great.
Manchester, and they absolutely rock. And I mean, the list is endless, but West Side Cowboy, that's kind of who we're gunning for. But maybe next year.
There's always time.
Yeah, we'll send off those offers for next year.
Aye.
The 30th of April.
We'll deserve a massive holiday. I don't think any of us are going to get one after House Guest, but definitely well deserve one. I think that's everybody that we've covered. Have you got anything else to promote?
I don't think so. The Fribs, the McCools.
They're great.
Yeah, they're brilliant. They're not playing House Guest, but they are playing McCools on the 13th of March, so come to that, I guess. Okay, have you got any shows, Ewan?
I don't think I can talk about any Credit Flat shows that we can announce just yet. There's a few shows that we booked middle of the year that I'm looking forward to. I don't want to blow anything, but me and my band McCandless we're supporting Majesty Pam and the Alchemy Experiment on the 8th of March. It's a bit of shameless self-promotion there. Kind of like stripped back kind of NPR tiny desk session vibes. And I love Majesty Pam, they're great. I'm looking forward to their EP coming out as well. I think that's it. Yeah, I don't think any of the Crowded Flat gigs we can talk about have been announced yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think we've got anything else announced, but
Melange.
Oh shit, yeah. Melange in London. We're working with Infinity Farm, which is a promoter in London. I think fairly like minded to ourselves, but down south. Yeah. So they're gonna be sending some bands up here. We did one with San Jose last November, and I wasn't actually there personally, but apparently it was brilliant. It looked really good. So Melange, I think it's the 26th of April, but if I've got that wrong, I'm really sorry.
Are they bringing anyone up from London at some point?
It's in the works. Like, we've not actually announced anything yet, but yeah, we are going to be putting on some of their bands or bands from their sort of scene, I guess.
That's cool.
Like a swap thing.
Exciting.
I love your tattoo, by the way, the Fevers McGraw. I've been staring at it.
I know.
Is that new?
Real good. Yeah, I got it like last week.
Oh,
Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I got a tax rebate. I'm not rich. I got a tax rebate. And I was like, do you know what?
It's a good juice.
I'd mentioned it to my little siblings at like before Christmas, and every time they've seen me since, I'm like, where is it? You said you were going to get this tattoo. Why have you not gotten it yet? And I'm like, well, Wednesday. Like, so I thought I'd just bite the bullet. Yeah, I've got lesson, kid. But yeah, no, it's good waste of money. Good waste of money.
What about yourselves? Have you got anything coming up?
I don't know. We're going to Will's Eye of the Orb thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this will be out by then, but.
Buy tickets for that as well. That'll be mega. Mm-hmm. It's a good lineup.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's cool. I love Marigold. Have you ever seen them? They're like kind of folky.
I've not.
Yeah.
They played at Credit Pub.
Thank you. we've got Leisureland playing.
San Jose and Strayed are playing as well, and Sean Chun. That's a really solid lineup.
Sean Chun, Prawn Monsoon.
Shout out to Psycho Buzz as well.
Oh yeah, Willow, what a queen,
and all the up and coming DIY promoters.
Yeah,
because they're the best.
Yeah, it's good to see that, you know, other people want to do gigs and stuff like this, like podcasts and zines and stuff like that. It almost feels like a dying art, kind of putting physical media out
a
little bit, because obviously that's just what we do now, but it's good to see people kind of just putting in the work
anyway.
Putting on gigs, doing podcasts, doing zines, doing whatever to kind of make people aware that, you know, there's lots and lots of different exciting new bands coming up every day, really every month. There's always something that kind of catches our eyes or ears, or I guess is excited about something, so it's always good to see.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers for having us.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
See you later. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.